So I want to bring in more about the issue of second line therapy. And Julie, this was an interesting set here that I thought. So we asked about second line therapy in a patient with metastatic non-squamous. And we asked in a patient who got first line treatment with carbo-pem and bev and then maintenance pembro-pem who had a low TPS score. Everybody is using docetaxel. Most people are adding ramucirumab. But I thought it was also interesting to see what people would do in patients who got single agent pembrolizumab because of a high TPS score. And it's interesting, there are a couple of faculty who want to add in bev. So Julie, can you talk about these two situations in terms of second line therapy? You're one of the people who uses ramucirumab. Can you talk a little bit about your rationale for that?
Sure. So after first line chemotherapy and immunotherapy, then we would typically recommend second line chemotherapy. And that second line chemotherapy chose is a docetaxel-based regimen. Adding ramucirumab will increase the response rate and does increase PFS and OS, but it does come at a cost of increased side effects. And certainly in a lot of our patients, we're even worried whether or not they can tolerate docetaxel. So I think that really comes into play when we're sitting in front of a patient and trying to decide, do we use the doublet of docetaxel and ramucirumab or a single agent docetaxel? Honestly, in someone who is 65, they most likely would be able to tolerate the combination, but it's truly a shared decision-making. Some patients where I'm questionable, I will start with the single agent docetaxel and add in ramucirumab in the second cycle if they're tolerating docetaxel as a single agent. Now, in those patients who start off with single agent IO, then once they progress, then the next thing to do is to go into first line chemotherapy, platinum combination therapy. Adding bevacizumab again will increase your response rate, but it will also increase toxicity. And so you have to weigh that in a particular patient situation. But I'd feel completely comfortable doing a platinum combination in this patient's situation.
Haas, going back to the situation where the patient's going to get docetaxel plus or minus ramucirumab, as Julie was alluding to, a lot of the concerns that we hear relate to the docetaxel. And for general medical oncologists, they're used to using ramucirumab with paclitaxel in gastric cancer. It's standard second-line therapy, much better tolerated. Any thoughts about whether or not you can substitute another taxane or you have to stick with docetaxel? And any variations on the dosing with docetaxel that you utilize to try to decrease side effects?
So let me answer the last question first. So we do use a lot of weekly docetaxel, particularly for our older patient population. And in that setting, if I do it on a weekly basis, I add the ramucirumab to the first week and then continue with small dose, subsequent dosing of docetaxel on days 8 and 15. So from time to time, we've used that kind of a strategy. As far as the combination with paclitaxel is concerned, again, going back to what Eddie was referring to, we have a study. The results of the study suggest that if you do this particular combination, you get the results that you see on the study. And therefore, we try to stick to what was investigated. Now, I think the study was done at the time with docetaxel and RAM, where a lot of patients were receiving paclitaxel as frontline therapy. Therefore, it made sense to use docetaxel at the time of recurrence, which is what we have here. Do I think biologically there would be enough of a difference between paclitaxel and docetaxel to make the combination with RAM less effective with paclitaxel? No, I think it would be a reasonable option. However, if you have a trial that already shows you that docetaxel can work well and give you the response rate that you have, then I see little reason in terms of wanting to switch to paclitaxel.